Representative Atkins is here, and we've got the witness. We don't have a quorum yet, but we're almost there. Representative Atkins, I believe your testifiers got some suggestions as to which bill to work off of. So, Representative Atkins, go ahead. Are we moving the Senate file 2402 language?
Mr. Chair, the first unofficial engrossment of the Senate file would be the best version. And I see smart folks nodding, yeah. Namely Mr. Burke, so I think we're on the same page there.
Well, actually,
if Ms. Newman nodded, she's smart too. I don't want to miss anybody.
Okay, Representative Atkins, I think House File 2811 is the same version of the Senate file, so you want to substitute that, which everybody has in the packet, for the language, but we can't do anything yet. So why don't you just, members will work off Senate File 2811. When we get a quorum, then we'll move Senate File 2811. Senate File 2402, I guess. And replace it with the language of 2811. Is that what we're going to do? Okay. Go ahead, Representative Atkins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. I wish I could take more time going through this bill so that we could get to a quorum, but it's very straightforward. As far as what this committee is concerned about, there is a fee that would be $100 and then I believe $68 annually after that, that the Board of Accountancy has taken into account, and they are they're fine with. In fact, they as you might imagine, they're pretty good with figures, and they're certain that they can make that work and that their membership supports it. As far as policy changes, very briefly, a couple of the high points are that it sort of brings our current law into the 21st century, recognizing the CPA's practice across borders. So there's some recognition of the ability of folks with appropriate credentials to practice here and elsewhere. The thing that is motivating us in terms of time is that we have some folks that would qualify to take the exam early if we can pass this bill soon enough and allow them to get out and working and creating jobs and creating work for other people, Mr. Chair. I know that's important to this committee as well. And with that, I've got a witness here, Mr. Hyde, who even gave me his card and his contact information, so I've got he's here to answer any questions or concerns that the committee may have.
Welcome to the committee, and why don't you just say your name for the record.
My name is Robert Hyde. I'm the chair of the Rules and Legislation Committee of the Board of Accountancy.
And I'm happy Mr. Hyde, can you just wait a second now that we do have a quorum? Representative Atkins moves Senate file number 2402 be recommended, passed, and referred to Finance Committee. And then, Representative Atkins, you want to put the language of House? No? We're okay? Okay. Incentive file. Mr. Hyde, welcome to the committee of members. I have to tell you, I was teasing Mr. Hyde about being an accountant, and I asked him where his mental protector was, his pocket protector. Where it was the first time he came to see me, so he brought me one, and he even put Hug a Logger because he saw a bumper sticker on my head. And I appreciate it. I don't know if it's worth it. $5 or whatever.
It's worth about 50-some cents.
And Mr. Chair, if anybody ever needed one, it's you. I mean, you've got the portable library in your pocket.
I don't think they'll fit in there.
Your entire legislative agenda.
Mr. Hyde, go ahead then.
My name is Robert Hyde. I'm chair of the Rules and Legislation Committee on the State Board of Accountancy. Again, the board supports this legislation. It's met with no opposition in any of its steps along the way. And so I'd be happy to answer any questions. And I think we handled the fiscal matters that were in the bill. There's no fiscal impact to the general funds at all.
You might just want to tell the committee what you're doing as far as the wash on these.
Yeah, the original provision of the bill did include a $5,000 negative impact on the general fund because under the mobility provision, certain CPAs from out of state would not have to apply for a license any longer. That was a $5,000 impact. We compensated for that by a slight increase in firm licensing fees for those firms that are located out of state. Those two offset each other, and each of which were $5,000. So it wasn't significant to start with, but I think it was a good resolution. And I know that the firms Certainly don't have any objection to that at all.
Any questions at all of Representative Atkins and Mr. Hyde? If not, then Representative Atkins, I think I made a mistake, and my legal administrator tells me that we have to send this to Representative Murphy's committee first. So Representative Atkins renews his motion, I guess, Senate File 2402 be recommended to pass and we refer to Education, Finance, and Economic Competitiveness Division. From there, it will just go up to Finance.
We're looking forward to it,
yes.
Chair. I'm getting as many fantasy legislator points as anybody on this
bill. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion prevails. Thank you very much. Representative Mahoney, House File 34, and Representative Mahoney moves House File 3034 be recommended to pass and we refer to the Education, Finance, and Economic Competitiveness Division, Mary Murphy's division. And you have, so that's your motion, and then you have some amendments.
I have, there's a couple of committee, there's I think three amendments floating around. I would prefer to only do one at this time because there's still some conversations going on. The one I would like to do is the AOA 081540, and that starts on line on page 7, line 8.
And members, you all have that in your packet. So Representative Mahoney moves the 1540 amendment. Any questions on it?
Yeah.
Not all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion prevails. Representative Mahoney, now you have the bill as amended.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee members. This bill is, I don't have all my notes in front of me, but I, from having read this numerous different times, this is a bill from that is doing cleanup language mostly and a little technical changes and grammar changes to a large bill that went through last year, up 100 pages. A number of different things in here. As I said, it just does a lot of technical cleanup, and the other part to this particular bill is in the revises instructions where last year we made some instructions and some deletions that were actually through the instructions weren't followed or missed, and we deleted some things about apprentices and a few other things, and we're just putting them back into statute here, Mr. Chair and committee members.
Representative Mahoney, my understanding is you're working with the Department of Labor and Industry, and when this takes its journey to the Finance Committee, you'll be working with Mr. Rakowski. Mr. Rakowski, does you or the Commissioner have anything to say?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. We do have an amendment, a technical amendment, can we offer at this time? That would be the one that's already been put on.
Oh,
sorry, I was out in the hall.
Never mind. Okay, and so there is no opposition from the department or agency here. You're going to be working with Representative Mahoney on it?
We will be working with Representative Mahoney, Mr. Chairman, because the Senate version has some amendments that this bill does not, so we'll continue to work on it.
Okay, any questions by anyone? If not, then Representative Martin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just had a question on page 6. Just as I quickly looked through this, I haven't read it thoroughly, I admit. But it talks about taking authority away from the board and replacing it with the commissioner. And I wondered if I'm assuming it's agreeable to the board as well, but I wish you'd clarify that for me.
Mr. Chair and Representative Norton, what we're doing is clarifying the fact that the board does not have the authority over apprenticeship. It's the commissioner that has the authority to waiver some month of training, hands-on training, for the month of in-classroom schooling. So typically they'll do either 12 months or 24 months of in-classroom training, and this is primarily for the electricians. And what happens is that historically they've always allowed them 1 year of hands-on training credit for their two-year day school courses. And it was some of the mistakes that were made last year in the rush to finish it up.
Okay, we have the motion then to move House File 3034 as amended on to Representative Murphy's Education, Finance, and Economic Competitiveness Committee. Any other questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Representative Norton moves the May 9th, March 19th and 25th minutes. She's read them. She agrees with them. Any additions or corrections to those?
They look just fine. It captured my amendments fully. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move the both those
I
minutes.
I think we have to vote on them separately, probably, huh? First on the March 19th minutes, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion prevails. The 25th minutes, Representative Norton moves. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion prevails. Members, we're going to have one more hearing probably on the Barber and Cosmetology Board, which is, a discussion Representative Gunther wants to hear again because there's been a little inner fighting, and so we'll hear that. And I just want to publicly thank DJ and Travis for all the work they did. Our pages who did a great job because they were always having to find us because we kept running over in session because Representative Stevenson wouldn't quit talking out there. So, and Representative Easton, I need to meet with you after the meeting because I know you want to talk to me about something too. But that, members, will notify you when we're going to have that probably our final meeting with the Barbers and Cosmetology Board. It'll probably be after things cool down a little. So thank you all very much for your patience with me. You know I mean well. Sometimes it doesn't come off that way, but I appreciate, that everybody's attempt to try to keep me in line. Thank you, members. Meeting adjourned.